Packers Extra is presented by Johnsonville and Mills Fleet Farm.
The ingredients of defeat. Two turnovers, a blocked field goal attempt, a punt return for a touchdown, at least six drop passes, maybe seven, a safety, and nine penalties. Did you ever have one of those days at the office? Well, the Packers had one of those days in Buffalo on Sunday.
The MVP quarterback on his worst day, 17-42 passing, 185 yards and two interceptions. Not in sync with his receivers, nor were they helping him. Special teams gaffes that even afflicted the Packers' outstanding punt coverage unit as Marcus Thigpen went 75 yards for the only Buffalo touchdown of the day. Kick protection gaffes that are now the norm rather than the exception. A Washington castoff by the name of Bakari Rambo jumping routes like Deion Sanders in his prime. Looking for just a spark to ignite the Packers' offense, they get it on 2nd and 6 at the Green Bay 6-yard line. Jordy Nelson has a step. Aaron Rodgers puts the ball right on his hands, and in uncharacteristic fashion, the All-Pro drops it. That was huge. No dramatics on this gray day. Trailing by 6, under 2 minutes to go, no timeouts. Mario Williams beat backup tackle J.C. Treader and stripped Rodgers of the football for a safety. The league's top-ranked scoring offense at 32.5 points a game, ground down to 13 points by a stout Buffalo defense. For the Packers, this was an opportunity missed.
In the NFL, if you commit that many and those kinds of mistakes, you will lose, especially on the road. Coming up, the last regular season road trip, this one to Tampa Bay, with the playoff berth and division title still in play. For Packers Extra, I'm Wayne Larrabee.